Surprise! Your face. Your face. Oh, that was so good. That was... I can't believe I got you. I never get you. I am about as sneaky as a brick. But I got you. And yes, I am home early. Yay? Yay. Okay, I was a bit worried for a second. Come here. What? I'm sorry that I scared you. I'm not sorry that I scared you.
What? I'm being honest.
But I would like to kiss you because it's been days and I've missed you and I'm pouting. I know you can't resist my pout. Sad face. I missed you. Oh, I'm home. I've missed you. Yeah. That sigh was kind of an indication how it was. It was very, what's the word? Tedious. Extremely tedious. Why am I home early? They cancelled the last talk? Well, no, they didn't exactly cancel it. I kind of skipped it. Oh, come on. No one's going to miss me. It's not like I was a keynote speaker. Okay, you might have a point. But it was so boring. It was so boring. And I missed you. And it was boring. Did I mention it was boring? And I was checking online and there was an earlier flight. And if I skipped it, I could get home a whole day earlier. How could I resist that? How could I resist seeing you again? I couldn't. And also it was boring. Very boring. It was so boring. I could feel my brain cells just dying, committing suicide one by one because it was boring. Not my speech. No, my speech was exciting. It had, well, I was about to say it had a really good PowerPoint presentation. You see, this is what corporate life does to you. I just spent ages on it though. It was really good. And I made sure that there were snacks, proper snacks, biscuits, cakes, tea, and coffee. Yes, it pained me to do that, but I wanted... Okay, there was a survey, and I know I'm not competitive. I'm not. How I am a little. Very. I had to win. So, coffee. I know, it's... I feel like I compromised my principles by providing coffee, but... An insider tells me that I was the top. That I was the winner. Not that. It's a competition. My only competition was the last talk. What if the last talk was really good? What if it was awesome? What if they served cake and tea and biscuits? What if the biscuits were delivered by corgis? Well, that's the only way they could have beat me. Okay, yes, that's a little bit ridiculous, which means I won! Not that it is about winning, but I won. You've missed this. You've missed my ridiculousness. It's been far too boring around here, hasn't it? You miss me. Say it again. Oh, say it again. And again. And again. I just wanted to see how far you would let me take that. It's nice to be home. And you don't get me wrong, they put me up in a super fancy hotel, in a super fancy room, with a pillow menu. A pillow menu. An actual pillow menu. I didn't want an extra pillow, but I ordered one. It was great. And the shower, oh my fuck. That shower was... I mean, if I wasn't involved with you, I would have... I was about to say something very questionable. But it's nice to be home. Although, unpacking is a nightmare. Why did I take so many clothes? I know. I hardly wore anything. I literally only wore nothing. Well, not nothing. Obviously, I was wearing clothes. Just unimportant clothes that you don't need to ask about at all. Just clothes. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I don't look suspicious. How do I look suspicious? I look so suspicious. It's just... It was a long journey, and I'm tired.
So...
No, don't go in my suitcase. What's that? I don't know what that is. I do not recognize that piece of clothing. Or that one. I don't know how they got in my case. I don't know. Oh, they're yours, are they? They're yours. Oh, are they? I've never seen them before. At all. Never. Oh, they're your favourites. Your favourite hoodie and your favourite t-shirt. Well, it was pretty careless of you to put them in my suitcase. Well, you must have done because I've never seen them before. No, I would never, ever, ever steal your favourite hoodie and t-shirt. Because I didn't even know they were your favourites, because I've never seen them before. They are new, I suppose. Oh, they're not. Oh, what? Oh, no, I'm really sure that I don't recognise them. Where are you going? That's a photo of us on our first date. What are you wearing? Clothes? Well, I mean, it could be the same hoodie and t-shirt. I mean, they look the same, but I mean... Well, you really should take better care of them. If they're your favourites, you should have ensured that they weren't in my suitcase when I left. Well, you must have accidentally put them on the pile of clothes that I was putting in my case. Perfectly innocent, just a mistake. Say you're sorry and we'll say no more about it. Say you're sorry. Or I could say that I'm sorry for accidentally taking clothes that I did not know were your favourites. What? Why are you sniffing them? That's just... They smell of me. Well, that's because they were in my suitcase. And I might have worn them once when it was cold. It was... The heating didn't work in my hotel room. In my super fancy hotel. No, I didn't wear them in the hotel. I wore them when I went running in the morning when it's cold. I totally go running. I love to run. I am a runner. Now? Go for a run now. Yes, let's go for a run. I love running. And I can't do it. I can't do it. I hate running. I won't. I won't. And I didn't. I might have borrowed them. Fine, I stole them. Are you happy? Well, you weren't using them at the time because I hid them from you so I could take them. It was premeditated. I feel very bad about it. I feel extremely bad that you caught me, that I did it. So guilty. I do feel bad. I do. I don't. I do. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Sad face. It's not working, is it? Oh, bum. Why? Why what? Why did I steal them? I didn't steal them. I just stole them. I stole them because I stole them because they're comfortable. They're very comfortable. And that's it. Just comfort. What do you mean there's more to it? I do not look guilty. I always look like this. Wow. 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 That's just mean. That's just so mean. Wow. Fine. I swear on my favourite teapot. That I own. Oh, bum! Damn you. Damn you. Fine. 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 I stole your hoodie and your t-shirt because they're yours. And I was going to miss you, so I stole them. To wear. Stop looking at me like that. Stop it. Stop. I am not cute. I am not. Stop. I am not cute. I'm not cute. I'm not adorable. And shut up. Shut. Fine. 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 I'm cute. I'm adorable. And I'm stupid in love with you. And I don't like being away from you, so I stole your stupid hoodie and your stupid t-shirt. And pretended that you were cuddling me. But I didn't say anything. Oh, you're so smug. And it looks really good on you. That's not fair. I can't sleep without you, and I just slept in them. And missed you. And oh my fuck, that sounds so adorably pathetic. What have you done to me? I used to be scary. I used to be scary, but now you've turned me into some cute, adorable, lovey-dovey little pixie. No, you cannot call me Pixie. Fuck my life. Punishment? I'm sorry, that does not fit the crime. Calling me Pixie does not fit the crime of stealing your favourite hood. That is... Can I appeal? There's no appeal. Did you really just do a Judge Dredd impression? No, it was awful. Oh, I hate it. I hate it. Don't call me Pixie. Don't call me Pixie. Don't. Just wait. Just wait. Oh, no, nothing. Nothing. I'm going to steal all of your favourite clothes. All of them. You will never, ever wear that hoodie ever again.
What are you doing? Oh, come on. That's not fair. You're putting it on the top shelf. I can't reach that. And the t-shirt.
Oh, you are mean. Don't worry. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. I'll get my revenge. Because you know what they say about pixies.
Oh, shut up.
No, I don't want to cuddle. Yes, I would like. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I... Fine. I am your adorable love pixie and I would like a cuddle, please.
What do you mean, no?
Mean.